flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm telling you, if you're a political junkie like me and Eric Escala, watching the news these past few weeks, these past few days, these past few hours, it felt like watching a movie, like a political thriller. So much action about the upcoming election. The cast of characters keeps changing. We've never seen anything like this. Biden out, Harrison, and Minnesota's governor is now everyone's favorite relaxed, fit uncle. If you're interested in politics, this is like a sports fan watching the Super Bowl or the World Series. When we talk about elections, everyone is thinking about November, right? But Minnesota, y'all, listen, don't put the cart before the horse, because we have a primary election. Our primary election day is actually coming up this Tuesday, as in just a few days. Have y'all voted? Have you voted yet? If not, there is still time. You gotta listen to me, y'all. We can't be thinking about November when we have a primary coming up. And I've got lots of questions. And fortunately, here on the Shaletta Show, we have someone who has the answer to these questions and more, because I've got Lydia McComas, voter engagement manager for Hennepin County Elections, on the line. Hey, Miss Lydia, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Shaletta, thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
You know, I got to have you on here because I am not an expert. I'm excited about the process. I know that I've already voted in the primary election in Cottage Grove. I went in to drop off some expired medicine. And when I went in, you know, to drop it off safely, they have little bins at the Cottage Grove service center. And when I went in, they had a sign and it said, "You can vote here." And I said, later, they said, "No, now." And even I was thinking about November. And so many of us are jumping ahead to November and we forget that we have a primary right here, right now, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep. Everyone in Minnesota has the opportunity to vote early. You can head down to your local election office today. Almost all of them are open today, and vote early before Tuesday. If you can't get to your early voting location, you can vote on Tuesday. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We get a lot of confusion around this primary before the presidential election. A lot of folks think that the president is on the ballot on Tuesday, so they are surprised when they just see U.S. senators, U.S. representatives, and some special and local elections. So that's what you're voting on Tuesday, and then November 5th is when you'll be voting for president, and then for some of those other offices, too.
And So it's not too late to vote. Tell me when mm-hmm. those opportunities are available for us to vote. Can we vote on Tuesday up until what time?
Yes, up until 8 p.m. So Tuesday, your local polling place is open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can find your polling place at nnvotes.gov. But, yep, that's open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Like I said, if you want to vote early before Election Day, if you're busy on Tuesday, you can vote today at the Hennepin County Government Center. If you live in Hennepin County, we're open until 3 p.m. today. Or you can vote on Monday. Our office is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday.
Okay. Now, I know there's not much time between now and then, but you talked about that early voting and Minnesotans being able to cast their ballot before Tuesday. Tell us mm-hmm. who they're going to be voting for that day, because, you know, we talked about it a little bit, but I want to really dive deep into that, because I don't want people going in Hennepin County and going in and wondering where the presidential contenders are. Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yep. So people in Hennepin County and statewide will be voting on U.S. Senator, U.S. Representatives, and then there are some special elections. So there's special elections for state senator for District 45. There's some state representatives, and then the City of Brooklyn Center, City of Brooklyn Park, Dayton, Richfield, Robbinsdale, St. Anthony all have council members and or school board members. So,
and, you know, because of that, people are taking voting. Yeah, people are taking voting very seriously right now. They want to make sure they know where to go. They know how to vote. They know what is on the ballot. And I need to find out, because a lot of times people get confused, or they may be living in another part of Hennepin County. They were in Brooklyn Park. Mm-hmm. They moved to Brooklyn Center. They were in North Minneapolis. And now they've moved, you know, out in the suburbs. And so help me to understand, how can people find out exactly where to go? Because that's the most frustrating thing for people. And I don't want anybody in Hennepin County going one place where they think that they're supposed to be to vote, and they need to be somewhere else. And then they get in their car and they don't go to the second location to vote. So I want to make sure that everybody gets to the right location.
Exactly. Yep. So important. So if you go to nnvotes.gov, there'll be a button for you to click to find your polling place. So click that, put in your address, and then your polling location will come up. So that location is open on Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Once you're on that screen that shows you your polling location, you have the option to look at your sample ballot as well. So you can click that button and see exactly what your ballot will look like. And that's really helpful for people just to figure out who they're going to vote for, what the candidates stand for, and that kind of thing.
And, you know, another thing that I want to talk about, too, is I know in Minnesota it's pretty easy to register to vote. What do mm-hmm. folks need to know about the registration process? If you are not registered to vote, is it too late? If you voted last time, are you automatically registered to vote this time?
Yeah, we always encourage folks to check their registration, which you can also do at nnvotes.gov. But if you are already registered, you don't need to bring anything with you. If you are not yet registered, you do need to bring, you can register and you can vote just like everyone else. And you can bring an updated ID, so it has your picture and your address on it. If you don't have your ID updated, I know some of us move and we don't have that address updated, you can bring that out-of-date ID plus a utility bill in the last 30 days. But the whole list of ID requirements for people who are not registered is on nnvotes.gov. And I always encourage people just to check there to make sure that they have what they need. If you have questions, if you're not sure about what you need, our office is open today. If you have any questions, you can call us at 612-348-5151, and our customer service team is happy to help you figure out what exactly you need to bring.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that I want to touch on before we let you go, Lydia, we're talking to Lydia McComas with Hennepin County, and I need to ask you and talk about this, because friends of this show, Dr. Verna Price and her husband, Brother Shane, were very instrumental in getting some changes in the law. So mm-hmm. that people with criminal records, they are going to be able to vote. Some of them will be voting for the first time. Tell us about those changes and who is going to be eligible to vote now.
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up. We're really excited about these new expansions of voter eligibility. So last year, Minnesota passed a law allowing people with felony convictions on parole and probation to vote. So people who have a felony probation or who are on felony probation or felony parole, you can vote as long as you're not serving your sentence in a correctional facility. So if you're out and about, if you're going to your polling place, you are eligible to vote. Your criminal record does not impact your right. And that affects 16,000 people in Hennepin County. I think that's 60,000 wow. people statewide. So that's a lot of people who are now eligible to vote. So like I said, if you are on felony probation or parole, you can vote. Go to your polling place. You might need to register if you haven't registered yet, but you are allowed to vote. And we, like you said, Shaletta, this is the first time a lot of people are voting. People had maybe didn't vote last year. They didn't have an election, or they're really excited about the presidential election this year. So, yeah, that's 16,000 people in the county and 60,000 people statewide. So we're really excited about that.
If you had, before you go, we're talking to Lydia McComas from Hennepin County Elections. If you had one thing to tell a first-time voter, whether it is somebody who had a criminal record who can now vote, or my 18-year-old son, Andrew, who will be voting for the first time, what's the one piece of advice you think would be most important to give them?
Yeah, it's really that when you vote, you make your voice heard. You hold your elected officials accountable, and you impact important issues that affect your community. So your vote matters, and we're here. Hennepin County Elections is here to make sure that your vote is counted with integrity and accuracy. So if folks have questions, they can go to mnvotes.gov. They can email our office, hc.vote@hennepin.us, or give us a call, 612-348-5151. We're here for you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here, explaining this process, and being available for me on a Saturday to talk about voting in Hennepin County. Again, we still have work to do before the November elections. We got a lot of stuff going on this Tuesday. You can vote up until Tuesday and on Tuesday. And I hope you are taking your vitamins, girl, because we got us a busy election season coming up. And I know that you all do some amazing work in Hennepin County to make sure the elections are fair, available. You are there to provide information to people. We forget how to spell our own name when it comes time to vote, girl. And y'all are just always so patient with everybody who walks in those doors and who calls and who goes online to, you know, pose inquiries. So thank you and your team, and tell them job well done and how much we appreciate them. Because when election time comes, we're not gonna say that. We're gonna be mean and mad and fussing and hollering. So we need to say thank you now, while it's quiet, because, you know, all hell's gonna be breaking loose later. But hopefully by you being here today, we've answered some of those questions to make the process a lot easier and a lot smoother for a lot of people.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me on, Shaletta. I really appreciate it.
All right. I appreciate you being here. And remember, y'all, the website where you can find information is mnvotes.gov. I'm telling you, if you're a political junkie like me and Eric Escala, watching the news these past few weeks, these past few days, these past few hours, they felt like watching a movie, like a political thriller. So much action about the upcoming election. The cast of characters keeps changing. We've never seen anything like this. Biden out, Harrison, and Minnesota's governor is now everyone's favorite relaxed, fit uncle. If you're interested in politics, this is like a sports fan watching the Super Bowl or the World Series. When we talk about elections, everyone is thinking about November, right? But Minnesota, y'all, listen, don't put the horse before the cart, cart before the horse, because we have a primary election. Our primary election day is actually coming up this Tuesday, as in just a few days. Have y'all voted? Have you voted yet? If not, there is still time. You gotta listen to me, y'all. We can't be thinking about November when we have a primary coming up. And I've got lots of questions. And fortunately, here on the Shaletta Show, we have someone who has the answer to these questions and more, because I've got Lydia McComas, voter engagement manager for Hennepin County Elections, on the line. Hey, Miss Lydia, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Shaletta, thanks for having me on again. Appreciate it.
You know, I gotta have you on here because I am not an expert. I'm excited about the process. I know that I go in. I've already voted in the primary election in Cottage Grove. I actually, Lydia, I went in to drop off some expired medicine, and when I went in, you know, to drop it off safely, they have little bins at the Cottage Grove service center. And when I went in, they had a sign and it said, "You can vote here." And I said, like later?" They said, "No, now." And even I was thinking about November, and so many of us are jumping ahead to November and we forget that we have a primary right here, right now, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep. Everyone in Minnesota has the opportunity to vote early. You can head down to your local election office today. Almost all of them are open today, and vote early before Tuesday. If you can't get to your early voting location, you can vote on Tuesday. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We get a lot of confusion around this primary before the presidential election. A lot of folks think that the president is on the ballot on Tuesday, so they are surprised when they just see U.S. senators, U.S. representatives, and some special and local elections. So that's what you're voting on Tuesday, and then November 5th is when you'll be voting for president and then for some of those other offices, too.
So it's not too late to vote. Tell me when those opportunities are available for us to vote. Can we vote on Tuesday up until what time?
Yes, up until 8 p.m. So Tuesday, your local polling place is open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can find your polling place at nnvotes.gov. But, yep, that's open on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Like I said, if you want to vote early before Election Day, if you're busy on Tuesday, you can vote today at the Hennepin County Government Center. If you live in Hennepin County, we're open until 3 p.m. today. Or you can vote on Monday. Our office is open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday.
Okay, now, I know there's not much time between now and then, but you talked about that early voting and Minnesotans being able to cast their ballot before Tuesday. Tell us who they're going to be voting for that day, because, you know, we talked about it a little bit, but I want to really dive deep into that, because I don't want people going in Hennepin County and going in and wondering where the presidential contenders are. Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute.
Yep. So people in Hennepin County and statewide will be voting on U.S. Senator, U.S. representatives, and then there are some special elections. So there's special elections for state senator for District 45. There's some state representatives, and then the City of Brooklyn Center, City of Brooklyn Park, Dayton, Richfield, Robbinsdale, St. Anthony, all have council members and or school board members. So,
and, you know, because of that, people are taking voting. Yeah, people are taking voting very seriously right now. They want to make sure they know where to go. They know how to vote. They know what is on the ballot. And I need to find out, because a lot of times people get confused, or they may be living in another part of Hennepin County. They were in Brooklyn Park. They moved to Brooklyn Center. They were in North Minneapolis. And now they've moved, you know, out in the suburbs. And so help me to understand, how can people find out exactly where to go? Because that's the most frustrating thing for people. And I don't want anybody in Hennepin County going one place where they think that they're supposed to be to vote and they need to be somewhere else. And then they get in their car and they don't go to the second location to vote. So I want to make sure that everybody gets to the right location.
Exactly. Yep. So important. So if you go to nnvotes.gov, there'll be a button for you to click to find your polling place. So click that, put in your address, and then your polling location will come up. So that location is open on Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Once you're on that screen that shows you your polling location, you have the option to look at your sample ballot as well. So you can click that button and see exactly what your ballot will look like. And that's really helpful for people just to figure out who they're going to vote for, what the candidates stand for, and that kind of thing.
And, you know, another thing that I want to talk about, too, is I know in Minnesota it's pretty easy to register to vote. What do folks need to know about the registration process? If you are not registered to vote, is it too late if you voted last time? Are you automatically registered to vote this time?
Yeah, we always encourage folks to check their registration, which you can also do at mnvotes.gov. But if you are already registered, you don't need to bring anything with you. If you are not yet registered, you do need to bring, you can register and you can vote just like everyone else. And you can bring an updated ID, so it has your picture and your address on it. If you don't have your ID updated, I know some of us move and we don't have that address updated.
Right.
You can bring that out-of-date ID plus a utility bill in the last 30 days. But the whole list of ID requirements for people who are not registered is on mnvotes.gov, and I always encourage people just to check there to make sure that they have what they need. If you have questions, if you're not sure about what you need, our office is open today. If you have any questions, you can call us at 612-348-5151, and our customer service team is happy to help you figure out what exactly you need to bring.
Okay. And, you know, one of the things that I want to touch on before we let you go, Lydia, we're talking to Lydia McComas with Hennepin County, and I need to ask you and talk about this because friends of this show, Dr. Verna Price and her husband, Brother Shane, were very instrumental in getting some changes in the law. So that people with criminal records, they are going to be able to vote. Some of them will be voting for the first time. Tell us about those changes and who is going to be eligible to vote now.
Yes, thank you so much for bringing that up. We're really excited about these new expansions of voter eligibility. So last year, Minnesota passed a law allowing people with felony convictions on parole and probation to vote. So people who have a felony probation or who are on felony probation or felony parole, you can vote as long as you're not serving your sentence in a correctional facility. So if you're out and about, if you're going to your polling place, you are eligible to vote. Your criminal record does not impact your rights. And that affects 16,000 people in Hennepin County. I think that's 60,000 people statewide. So that's a lot of people who are now eligible to vote. So like I said, if you are on felony probation or parole, you can vote. Go to your polling place. You might need to register if you haven't registered yet, but you are allowed to vote. And we, like you said, Shaletta, this is the first time a lot of people are voting. People had maybe didn't vote last year. They didn't have an election, or they're really excited about the presidential election this year. So, yeah, that's 16,000 people in the county and 60,000 people statewide. So we're really excited about that.
If you had, before you go, we're talking to Lydia McComas from Hennepin County Elections. If you had one thing to tell a first-time voter, whether it is somebody who had a criminal record who can now vote or my 18-year-old son, Andrew, who will be voting for the first time, what's the one piece of advice you think would be most important to give them?
Yeah, it's really that when you vote, you make your voice heard. You hold your elected officials accountable, and you impact important issues that affect your community. So your vote matters, and we're here. Hennepin County Elections is here to make sure that your vote is counted with integrity and accuracy. So if folks have questions, they can go to mnvotes.gov. They can email our office, hc.vote@hennepin.us, or give us a call on 612-348-5151. We're here for you.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being here, explaining this process, and being available for me on a Saturday to talk about voting in Hennepin County. Again, we still have work to do before the November elections. We got a lot of stuff going on this Tuesday. You can vote up until Tuesday and on Tuesday. And I hope you are taking your vitamins, girl, because we got us a busy election season coming up. And I know that you all do some amazing work in Hennepin County to make sure the elections are fair, available. You are there to provide information to people. We forget how to spell our own name when it comes time to vote, girl. And y'all are just always so patient with everybody who walks in those doors and who calls and who goes online to, you know, pose inquiries. So thank you and your team, and tell them job well done and how much we appreciate them. Because when election time comes, we're not gonna say that. We're gonna be mean and mad and fussing and hollering. So we need to say thank you now, while it's quiet, because, you know, all hell's gonna be breaking loose later. But hopefully, exactly, by you being here today, we've answered some of those questions to make the process a lot easier and a lot smoother for a lot of people.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me on, Shaletta. I really appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate you being here. And remember, y'all, the website where you can find information is mnvotes.gov.